B, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Nicola Everett.
The body running World Football is under growing pressure from its sponsors this lunchtime after a number of its officials were arrested over corruption allegations. FISA's issued the strongest statement so far, saying its disappointment with FIFA is profound. Well, FIFA members are still due to vote tomorrow on whether or not to re-elect Sepp Blatter as their president. Simon Johnson led England's unsuccessful bid to host the 2018 World Cup.
Although it's interesting to see whether Sepp Blatter will win, and my prediction is that he will, I think what's happened in the last 24 to 48 hours means that there will have to be substantial change within FIFA, and I think there's sufficient external pressure to make that happen.
Well, there have been calls for tomorrow's vote to be delayed, thinking it could help Blatter's rival, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein. Football Association Chairman Greg Dyke's been asked what he thinks.
Personally, I think probably not.
Why not?
Because I think Prince Ali could win, in which case we have achieved what we came here to do, which is to say goodbye to Mr. Blatter.
KMFM News.
A man armed with several knives has been arrested after being tasered by police in the middle of a street in Stroud. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see video of officers in Mountford Road at about 5:30 this morning after being called to reports of a man making threats. A 38-year-old from WHO is being held on suspicion of a fray and possession of a bladed weapon. A man who was abused at a Kent school as a child says he feels relieved after three men were jailed. The 61, 72 and 75-year-olds have been locked up for a total of 35 years for molesting children at Swayland School in Penshurst over a 30-year period. This victim was targeted in 1985 when he was 13. We've disguised his voice to protect his identity.
I didn't tell my mum until I was in my late 30s. I saw a statement on the internet about 3 months ago. Decided to come forward. Never really spoken about it before. It's not something that you bring up.
Police are trying to piece together the final moments of an army captain who died after being hit by a van on the A2. It's thought James Feeney may have been trying to get back to Folkestone when he was knocked down near Barham earlier this month. Officers say the 28-year-old from Lancashire had withdrawn cash in Canterbury 30 minutes earlier and may have been given a lift.
This is KMFM News.
Parents in Kent look set to have to pay more so their children can travel to school by bus. The county council's announced plans to increase the cost of the young person's travel pass for the next academic year from £200 to £250. Bosses say it still means travel for 11 to 16-year-olds will be a lot cheaper than if they paid normal fares. A final decision on the price will be made on Monday. A trend of breastfeeding selfies has caused an online backlash today from mothers who bottle feed, saying they feel judged. Brelfies have swept the internet with many celebrity mums among those taking photos. Parenting expert Claire Byam-Cook says she doesn't understand the lack of compassion from some midwives and mothers.
Just like getting pregnant, some women find it really easy, but they then don't boast to all the friends who can't. They're a bit more tactful, so I don't know why with breastfeeding there's so much sort of I can do it so you can or should.
Police say they think a teenage driver may have been forced off the road before being attacked in Edenbridge. The 17-year-old victim was left needing stitches in his face after being assaulted by 4 people shortly after his van hit a wall in Hever Road last Sunday. And KMFM's been told work at Dreamland in Margate is all on schedule with just over 3 weeks to go until it opens. The seafront site is being turned into the country's first heritage amusement park following an 11-year campaign to bring it back into use. It'll feature Dodgems, a helter-skelter and a rebuilt wooden scenic railway roller coaster. His designer, Wayne Hemingway.
It's scary, you know, the amount of work that still needs to be done, but it's always like this when you're getting something open. You know, it feels like delivering a festival, and when it opens, it'll feel like the first part of a festival opening.
Dreamland will open on June the 19th.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent have named an unchanged side for their T20 Blast game against Middlesex tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
Well, the Spitfires are looking to continue their unbeaten run in the competition following victories over Sussex and Hampshire. They travel to Lords tonight, with play due to start at 6:15. Staying with cricket, and Joe Root has praised England captain Alistair Cook, saying it's a pleasure to see him finding his form again. The skipper scored a century in their win over New Zealand at Lords earlier this week. The second test gets underway tomorrow. And in tennis, Andy Murray's back in action at the French Open later. The British number one is facing Portugal's João Sousa in round two.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.